Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall, so join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Welcome to the after show at the Bubba Army. Bubba is out getting his asshole checked. He'll be back tomorrow morning. Lummy and Blitz are here, though. We're going to be with you probably for the next, I don't know,
day and a half.
40 minutes, maybe. That sounds like a nice sweet spot. We got a Bubba 199 tomorrow. I feel like we haven't had one in ages because I think, like, what, August and September were pretty close together. And then it was like 6 weeks until October. So it should be good. Dan will be in. Lummy will be out. That's going to be a different change of pace. Lummy, do you have any anxiety?
Yeah. I'm expecting a phone call because at that time we'll probably be at our dinner at the very fine watering hole in beautiful Sebring. Mm-hmm. Steakhouse, and probably get a call saying that you guys broke, like, you know,
all level, the records,
level 63 and
don't 62. Need you anymore.
We don't need you on 199.
Yeah, we'd prefer you not come.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Dan's doing the best job ever. Yeah.
So, well, that probably will happen. 813-90 Bubba, so make sure you tune in for that. 8 to 10 only on Twitch, p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Very excited about it. I think there should be some pizzas, some wangs. It's a 0% chance. Ziti? No. Ziti's been retired. Why? I don't think I can ever eat Ziti again.
Ziti's good.
I know Ziti's good. Some people have lost their life to Ziti, okay? That's not a joke. That's real life.
I would eat it.
I just don't think I can't. I just don't think I can eat Ziti anymore. It's it's done. It's retired. It's over.
Too bad.
But that's
okay.
But
it was so good.
I know. That's how good it is it ruins lives. It's like the crack. It's the heroin. It's the cocaine of pasta, of Italian food. Is that even when people know that it's going to, you know, shoot their insulin through the roof and cause some problems, you're willing to take that risk because it's just so goddamn tasty. But it is what it is.
Italian food does sound good right now.
Yeah, it does, actually. I feel like I want some pizza, and we'll be getting some Tate's Pizza tomorrow. So,
that's right.
We should have a pretty big crowd. Minus Lummy, but do you have about a number, Lummy, in terms of who will be in attendance?
Who did he add?
Reagan's coming.
Oh, Reagan, that's right.
Because I'm making some treats, some goodies, some Halloween shit, because I'm feeling festive. And
some Halloween shit.
I'm excited. I'm a baker, remember? So I thought, why not? I'll bring some shit. I'll make a video. Everyone will be happy. Everyone will be fed. And everyone will be entertained with my baking video. So.
I'd say probably 11 or 12.
No, there's way more people than that, right? No?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was going to make like 20 fucking cupcakes.
Big Red, not a fan. Napa Mike, Creed and Travis, Mitch the Mark, Tease, Susan Poitras, Country Girl, Heather Wiz, Reagan.
Bubba, Blitz.
Well, yeah, so then
Anna,
so 3, 4.
Dan.
So, yeah, make 20.
Okay.
So about 14, 15 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Counting you guys.
Yeah. I'll make 20. That sounds good. 813-90 Bubba. There were a few things I wanted to get into today. It is spooky season, and I know that there's been a lot of talk about Jeffrey Dahmer and the Jeffrey Dahmer costume, which I guess was it pulled from Amazon or something like that? Did you hear about this?
No. I saw a news thing on it.
I could see that. But.
Yeah, it says Jeffrey Dahmer inspired clothes taken off of eBay. Now, what is really Jeffrey Dahmer's clothes except the iconic glasses? Because everything else was pretty basic. It was just like a t-shirt, jeans. You got to slick the hair a certain way, and then you got to get the glasses.
It's the costumes ahead of Halloween.
Right, and
well,
so the,
yeah, that's what.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think what, like, I'm trying to find it.
Okay. I didn't know if it was, like, a costume all put together pre-made by Amazon or if it's, like, pieces, parts that they're eliminating.
Well, it's eBay, right?
Yeah, it's eBay. eBay
banned. Oh, it's eBay. I'm sorry, eBay. Sorry, Amazon. Didn't mean to give you a bad rap there. So I guess eBay is taking off the Jeffrey Dahmer costume because it's upsetting to some of the victims. Relatives, maybe the moms, they're not thinking it's too funny.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. But
yeah, it's possibly inappropriate.
It's a prison outfit with glasses.
Oh, okay. So it's just the glasses, because that's really it. You're really not Jeffrey Dahmer unless you get those like 80s fucking.
It probably has
gold
his, like,
rims.
Does it have like his prison number or name on it or something?
It has his prison number. I sent you a picture.
Okay, you did. Let's check this out. Lummick. I see. Okay. Yeah. See, I wouldn't really consider that Jeffrey Dahmer. I'd say you have to be like slim, white, slick the hair, get the glasses, t-shirt, jeans, and then maybe like blood on your shirt or something and bring it drilled, you know, as a prop or something.
Well, eBay's just going in because I guess there's a lot of people on Twitter that are saying that it's just too far.
Too far.
He was a real person.
Yeah, he was a real person. So I thought maybe it would be helpful for us as members of society and then those listening as well if we kind of went over some Halloween ground rules. Because it seems like every year there's more and more things that are off limits because...
I have some rules.
Yeah, so we're going to get into all these rules about what you can and cannot do on Halloween. Because things that were acceptable even a mere what... 5 years ago are no longer acceptable, and if you do it, you're a fucking racist and you should burn in hell for eternity.
Can I tell you my rules real quick?
Yes. Can you name, I want to name them like number one and
oh,
then,
okay.
Okay, number one, go.
Anything goes.
No, wrong.
Those are my rules.
Where's the fucking, is there an ant drop? Where is
yeah.
it?
Hmm.
It's on the actual machine to your
it's
right.
The buzzer.
Price is right. I have to load up the net. Nexus?
Instant replay.
I don't know.
It's instant replay if it's on the
I don't
board.
Know where it is.
I think it's under the board says instant.
Am I looking at this little number here? Do you see where I'm pointing?
No, you have to look at the mixing board in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Pot up the one that says instant replay or instant.
Oh. Well, we'll go over that. I don't know where it is. But anyways, no, not anything goes.
I like Blitz's rules.
Those are my rules. Anything goes. As
okay,
long as it's
okay.
a costume, anything goes.
Okay, all right. Well, those aren't the rules for the rest of society. Maybe those are Blitz's rules. Rule number one. If you are a white person, do not dress up as a black person. That's rule number one.
As any other race now.
Okay, but again, we're going to get into all of that because it gets very complicated because a lot of people don't know. So if you're white, don't dress up as black, especially. Maybe you can get away with like a geisha deal. Maybe, probably not. I'd err on the side of caution and just stick to your whiteness. Just stay segregated, okay? Don't try to dip into anybody else's stuff. But especially white cannot be black. White can be white. That's rule number two. If you want to be a celebrity and you're white, you just stick to white, okay? Rule number three. If you're black, you could be anything you goddamn well please, okay? You could be white face. You could be yellow face. You could be Indian face. You could do whatever you fucking want. You want to be a black cowboy? By all means, go ahead and do it. Okay, now this is a question. Can a man dress up as a woman?
Is he doing it for Halloween?
Yes, it's Halloween.
Then no.
Okay, so no XA on the... I don't want to use the words like the cross of dress, but I guess we can't do that. The only way that you can do that, I guess, is if it's for real.
Yes.
So if you're dressing as a woman and it's not a joke, it's not for Halloween, by all means. But if you decide to do it anytime around October 31st, you can go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Not okay.
What about dressing up as Hitler?
I was going to bring that up, Lummy. I would say that Hitler is off limits. Doesn't matter if you're black. Doesn't matter if you're white. Doesn't matter, especially if you're white. That's definitely a no-no. I don't think you should dress up as Hitler. That's not the move.
I think if you're black, you probably could get away with it.
Well, they might think you're somebody else.
What if you're Jewish, though?
If you are Jewish, I would still say not the move. I would say that Hitler is kind of a persona non grata, and you cannot dress up like Hitler. Again, do whatever the fuck you damn well please. I'm just trying to help guide you as to what may cause, you know, the least amount of damage in your life. Maybe you want to, like, keep your job. Maybe you work for, I don't know, Bank of America. I feel like they're not really avant-garde when it comes to, you know, being edgy and whatnot.
So if you work for Bank of America, the rule is don't celebrate Halloween.
Or make sure you don't take pictures.
Yeah, don't take pictures. Maybe it's okay to pull an Alex Stein and dress up like a cat or a rat. Maybe be trans species or something. I think that might be still acceptable.
Maybe.
PETA may have a problem with that, though. Because you're appropriating an animal, and God only knows, what fire that can get.
You're probably not allowed to dress up like a ghost anymore, especially if like your head's pointy or something. Like, don't do that.
Don't dress up with any sort of pointy hats.
Yep.
Even if you're black, that can cause a lot of confusion. I would just say probably stay away from pointed hoodie hats.
Yeah.
You know, you want to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm. Keep all mine away.
I guess Jeffrey Dahmer is off limits. That's apparently not the move. Maybe if you're black, you could get away with it. It gets very confusing because, again, the rules are constantly changing all the time. It seems like every year there's something else that can offend somebody. So just, in order to just err on the side of caution, I would probably recommend just staying in your house, just locking yourself
house. Don't celebrate Halloween.
You can celebrate it, but just make sure there's no, like you said, no pictures, no cameras. And if you want to just parade around your house in your Hitler costume, that should be fine.
But what about dressing up as a former president or a current president?
Depends on
which president are we talking about, Lummy?
Well, obviously, since I'm a white person, I cannot dress up like Obama.
No.
So I guess Trump or Biden?
Now, let me ask you this, Lummy.
Both are offensive.
Let me ask, to everybody, please. Now, let me ask you this. What if you dress up like Obama, but you don't wear blackface, you have a mask? Because those are pretty popular.
We used to have one around here.
Yeah, where you like put on a Bill Clinton mask or a George W. mask. And thereby, if you put on a mask, that's not really blackface. You're not using any like sort of makeup to tint your skin. It's just literally a cover you put over your head. Is that okay? Is putting on a mask of Obama blackface? Yes or no?
Most likely. Then you got to cover your hands and...
Yeah, you're right, because then you're using makeup on your hands, then you're doing brown face like Trudeau. It gets you just in a lot of hot water.
Unless you are Trudeau.
Yes, unless you are Trudeau. In which case, you could just say, sorry, I didn't realize, and then all's forgiven, I suppose.
Is Putin off limits? Because Putin, there is a Putin mask.
Yeah, I think Putin's okay.
We used to have one of those too.
I think Putin's okay. I think that's probably the least of our worries. You know, maybe goading the man into nuclear war is not the move.
But what if you're trick-or-treating in Ukraine?
If you're trick-or-treating in Ukraine, I don't think Putin would mind. I think he's going to bomb your ass no matter what. So
I was saying, what if you were trick-or-treating in Ukraine and you were wearing a Putin mask?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it matters. I think you're getting bombed, you know, okay, either way. So go ahead and enjoy yourself, I suppose. If that's what you want to do. I don't know if they trick-or-treat over there. I hope that they do. I don't know how many houses are left for them to go door to door. But I think the most offensive thing that you can do is what we've done with Putin, is goad the man into a possibly World War III. And the more and more I investigate on the topic, it seems like America has made the worst decision it could, minus actively boots on the ground, planes in the air over Russia. But mm-hmm. This seems like we are teetering on the edge, of nuclear war. And I don't want to say this is all our fucking fault, but this is all our fucking fault. Yeah, it sucks. War is horrible. What's going on in Ukraine, any sort of invasion is bad. People dying is bad. Kids dying, of course, bad. But we are making the situation so much worse by giving them artillery fire. How many more people have to die? I don't know. We should have encouraged a negotiation from the start. But is this where wokeness leads us? Is like, hey, we're the good guys on the side of Ukraine? I don't know. But it seems like the end goal, and let me chime in on this because I know you watch a lot of Fox News and you stay up to date on a lot of international affairs and politics, but I feel like this is probably the worst thing that we could have done, is goad Putin into nuclear fire. Because I think between the United States and Russia, we have 90% of the nukes on the planet, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And I think, what, third is China?
Yeah, it drops off significantly after that. But we have America and Russia, and I believe Russia has more nuclear warheads than we do. So probably not the move to start pissing this guy off, and for what? So that people think we're on the side of democracy and freedom.
I feel like more people are worried about like COVID than they are of a possible nuclear war. Like freaking out about what's going on.
With COVID?
Like with COVID compared to like, hey, there's a guy that has a bunch of nuclear missiles that's threatened to possibly shoot him off. And it kind of seems like it's like, yeah, you know, he's crazy. It's no big deal. He's just all
yeah.
Talk.
I mean, COVID is, I don't want to say it's over, but it is a little bit, you know, quote, last season. It's so last year sort
coming
of a deal.
Back.
It is, but it's not, because you can only scare people into submission for so long before they just stop giving a fuck. When my sister, who is basically the ambassador of San Francisco, as liberal as it gets, you know, she's a step away from blue hair. When she is even like, I don't give a fuck about COVID, then I know COVID's done. And my sister has all the boosters. She probably has a couple extra boosters just for, you know, added value, for extra credit. And even she is like, I'm fucking done. I don't give a fuck if you wear a mask. Like, I don't care. I'm like, all right, great. So I think COVID is over, so which means that we need something else. And
focus on, I guess, the nuclear.
Yeah, I don't think my sister knows too much about that or really cares or understands. And,
but that's what I'm saying.
To be honest, God bless her.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, kind of doesn't care. But, you know, obviously we were in that hole for 2 years, so it feels like more people.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I mean, it's pretty close according to people. I mean, anything could trigger it.
Right. And it's weird we're so concerned about giving freedom to other countries like Ukraine when our own country forgot what freedom was for 2 years and tried to lock everybody down. But, you know, we're the Team America, World Police. We got to liberate everybody, free everybody. But, you know, of course, lock down our own people, because that makes all the sense in the world. 813-90-BUBBA. Kind of going back to the do's and don'ts of Halloween, do we have any more suggestions? Because, again, each year it seems like there's a new marginalized group of people that you cannot...
School shooters.
School shooters.
Border Patrol with maybe a migrant as your partner.
That's great. Maybe don't dress up as Nicholas Cruz and have, you know, 17 of your best friends like as zombies behind you. That's probably not the move either. Kanye West is my new favorite person because nobody double, triple, quadruples down quite like Kanye. And I don't know if you guys,
mental patient.
I'm like, 'cause here's the thing, like, he could say like one thing and it's like, oh my god, that's shocking, and then the more that he just like doubles and triples down, it even if it's anti-Semitic, even if it is, like, I just fucking appreciate him like sticking to the cause. You know what I mean? I feel like that is true integrity, where, you know, he's not pulling like a, what do you call it, a John Cena or a Bubba Wallace, where all of a sudden they start making these apologies about their behavior and start making apologies in Mandarin or Cantonese or whatever. You just, this guy doesn't give a fuck, and I appreciate that, even if he's mentally ill.
Well, what do you think about him being sued? I mean, do you think that's right, that he should be sued by the
Floyd's?
That's ridiculous.
The $250 million?
About what, defamation? And I think they're also suing Candace Owens, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Sure.
A documentary.
You think they should sue him for that much? Do you think that's right?
I mean, $250 million is a bit much. But again, like, what the fuck do I know? If it's defamation, if he really did die at the hands of a knee on his neck and you're saying otherwise. Again, I don't know. $250 million. He's saying that the daughter is suing him, but the daughter is, well, it must be the daughter's mother, right?
Did you watch the documentary?
No. Lummy did, though.
I mean, there's no way that they can sue over the documentary.
Why?
Because it was all more about the BLM.
Okay.
George Floyd kind of started it. I think they're just trying to include her because Kanye West was with her.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think, I mean, but do you agree that he can't say how he feels and then just be sued?
I mean, that's how it's supposed to work.
Because, I mean, do you think that it would even go to court, or you think they'll just throw it out?
I don't know. It depends on what they're saying, what they're alleging he did.
Yeah, I mean,
and
if
for
he's...
His
go ahead.
For his hateful comments.
I know, but I would need to see the comments, I guess.
Oh, that he died by fentanyl and wasn't by the knee and the his neck.
I mean, to be honest, the judge is probably worried about getting too much kickback and flack, so they'll let it go.
Yeah, and $250 million, that's a bit much, but it is what it is.
I mean, $100 is probably too much.
Yeah. So I don't know. Can I play this? It's a Piers Morgan clip.
Yeah.
All right. So this was on Piers Morgan.
Oh, it's on TMZ?
Yeah. Mm. Is that not the move?
Yeah, TMZ will copyright strike us for sure.
Damn. Well,
if it
anyways,
was just Piers Morgan, they'd be all right, but not on TMZ.
Oh, maybe I could find it if I can you find it on Piers Morgan?
Is it the
or somebody else?
Praises Kanye.
Musk. Elon Musk. He has a few of choice things to say about Elon Musk and about
Kanye,
some other things.
Kanye was on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So
Kanye was a guest.
Yeah, he was a guest on Piers Morgan. And the best part is just Piers Morgan's just utter shock at what's going on about things you're just not supposed to say. A lot of people have been asking me, you know, if like I'm offended by Kanye. Here's the thing. I've never been offended in my life by a stranger's comments about a group
exactly.
I, you know, haphazardly so happen to be a part of demographically. Like if Andrew Tate says something about women, I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so offended. The
you
only time
be.
I'm ever offended is if someone says something about me personally and is like on it, she's horrible, she sucks. Like, I'll be offended by that. But if you say something about Jews, women, immigrants, I don't give a fuck. First off, I don't even know you. And number two, it's not personal because you're just talking about a group that I kind of, you know, loosely belong to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care. But I do want to play that clip of of Pierce Morgan asking him if, like, what he's saying is racist. And Kanye West is just like, yeah, it's racist, but
yeah,
it's true.
That was weird.
Did he, like, destroy him or something? Like called him a Karen?
Oh, I don't know. Can you find the clip for me?
Well, I'm trying. There's a bunch of small clips of him.
Just
like a 13-minute interview.
Yeah.
Morgan, Kanye. Let's look up Elon. Let's see if this is it. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Hopefully it's edited.
Let's see.
Because this one's...
Although here it's not as bad as Twitch.
Yeah.
One of the most famous and influential artists in the world.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's a 13-minute one, right?
Anti-Semitic tirades, which led to him being cancelled by social media platforms. I wanted to give him the opportunity to set the record.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reflect.
Okay, so have we grown? Have we grown?
Here's how we grow. Here's how we grow. I want you to reflect.
No, have we grown?
I'm about
have
to.
Have we grown? You're not in charge of my growth.
Okay, let me phrase it like this. I'm about to suggest to you how you may grow if you choose to grow this way. And you can.
All right. I want him to say just like the outlandish stuff about him admitting that it's racist and that he doesn't care, because God bless him.
Hold an apology hostage. Mm. And I got to let go of that and free myself of the trauma and say, look, I'm just going to give it all up to God right now and say to those families that are hurt, you know, I really want to give you guys a big hug. And I want to I say I'm sorry for hurting you with my comments. And I want to word it in not in like a political way, but in a presidential way, which means what I knew a president to be when I was growing up.
I have no idea what he says and what he means. And I'm like, am I an idiot, or is he crazy, or is he a genius? I don't know. But sometimes when Kanye West talks, it's so, like, I feel like esoteric is not the word, but it's just so out there and abstract that it's hard for me to follow along. But I feel like it's hard for anybody to follow along. Huh?
Pierce looks horrible.
Oh, he's gobbed out?
Yeah,
he's a little gobbed
bad.
Out.
He's bad.
Let's see what's going on here.
A week ago, but we're here today. There's been plenty of conversations and commentary since that. But you want me to go back to 1960?
No, no, no. Here's
you want
what
me
I
to go
no,
back
no.
to 7 days ago?
All right, let me jump in. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reflect.
Okay, so have we grown? Have we grown?
All right, this is pretty much the same club. Do you think what he's saying about the Jewish collective is that... I mean, even if it's kind of true, I know it's part of polite society not to say things that are considered racist or stereotypical, even if they are true. Do you think that it's okay to call things like this out? Should it be okay to call things like this out? Or does it somehow incite these, I guess in this case, anti-Semitic undertones that people are afraid will be awakened with these words, and that other people will feel a call to action and start, you know, terrorizing synagogues and Jews on the street and whatnot? Do you think it's really problematic, or is it just words?
I think what I sent you is what you were talking about.
Let's see. Let me say.
Where he says yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful Twitter for the win.
For you is, do you now regret saying DEFCON 3 on Jewish people? Are you sorry you said that?
No.
I think it matters. You should be.
Absolutely not.
You should be.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but yeah, you should be.
Absolutely not.
When you insult the Jewish people and say you're going DEFCON 3 on the Jewish people, that is as racist as anything you say you've been through and any pain that you've experienced. It's the same thing. Racism is racism.
I mean, I do appreciate that because it's true. It doesn't matter if it's coming from a black person, a white person, a Nazi. If you say something about a group of people, it shouldn't be right. It shouldn't be a nice thing to say.
And you know that, I think, don't you?
Yeah, obviously, that's why I said it.
Like, so I appreciate, he's like, he's not saying, well, it's true, I'm not trying to be racist. He's just
he
like, yeah.
Know what he's saying.
It's racist, and fuck you.
It's racist.
Yes, I fought fire with fire.
Okay.
I'm not here to get hosed down.
At least that's honest.
A different type of freedom fighter. You know, I will say I'm sorry for the people that I hurt with the DEF CON.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
The confusion that I call, I feel like I cause hurt and confusion. And I'm sorry for the families of the people that had nothing to do with the trauma that I had been through, and that I use my platform where you say hurt people, and I was hurt.
What's up with this sweatshirt?
Oh.
Did you see a sweatshirt? Is that a style now?
Yeah, I think it's like a vintage, homeless, chic deal. I think the more rich you become, the more like homeless you look, and that's like a fashionable thing, I think. You know, like with ripped jeans and, you know, a shirt that has holes in it that's like $300.
You gotta pay extra for it.
And that's like bleach stains look like paint stains.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's to come across like you're more like you're just like the rest of us sort of a deal. I think that like the low key chic, like
trying to hide the fact that he's worth $2 billion.
Yeah, like a lot of girls will wear like their hair messy, like a messy bun, oversized sweatshirt. It's kind of just it's more of just a stylistic thing more than anything else. Howard Stern, who is a friend of the show and a fellow Heeb, has also slammed, Ye, saying that he's, quote, like Hitler and fuck this mental health self-defense. So Howard Stern will be having none of it. He says, I almost don't want to give any energy to this Kanye West character. I don't know much about Kanye. I'm not big into the rap scene, but he is, you know, I'm really tired of people excusing his behavior by saying, well, he's mentally ill. I don't know. I wouldn't say that he's like Hitler. I mean, people like to throw that around a lot.
What, Nazis and Hitler nowadays?
Like, everybody's a fucking Nazi. And here's the thing. There's actually really neo-Nazis out there that hate blacks, Jews, gays. Like, those people really exist. But when you call everybody a Nazi, you're really doing a disservice to the Nazis, because it's hard to point them out when everybody who is right wing is like a Nazi. Everybody who loves Trump is a Nazi. Like, that is, that's ridiculous. And you're making it harder for the rest of us to decipher who, in fact, really is racist. Like, if Kanye was calling to, you know, round up the Jews and saying, you know, maybe we should put them in some sort of camps where they can concentrate, like, that would be a problem. This is a problem, but I'm not worried about it. I think people think that, you know, Kanye West is mentally ill, and I don't think that most of the country is on the precipice of, like, hating Jews. I think you either, like, you do or you don't, and whether Kanye West says something, I really don't think that's going to incite any sort of extra violence.
I don't see anyone getting up today and going, you know, I'm not a big fan of Jews now because of what Kanye said.
Right.
Yeah, there's no one saying that.
Or saying, I'm on the edge of hating Jews and shooting up a synagogue, but Kanye West's words really put me over the edge.
No, the people that are agreeing with Kanye agreed with what Kanye said 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they already had that in their mind.
Like, right. Right.
Kanye's not swaying anybody.
And I feel like the people that aren't a big fan of Jews, and I'm just throwing this out there, I would also venture to guess that they're also not a big fan of Kanye. You know, I would say that those people kind of group together. They may like want to retweet some of his things, but I have a feeling that they don't think much of Kanye West either.
Probably not.
Because the people that hate Jews also seem to hate blacks. They seem to just kind of go hand in hand. Where are the neo-Nazis on Muslims? I have a feeling not a big fan, right?
I don't think so.
Not a big fan, but they kind of keep quiet because here's the thing. The Muslims fight back. They really do. They really do. They don't really hold back. If you start saying things about, you know, certain biblical characters, they'll let you know. The Jews will cancel your bank account, but the Muslims will, they'll blow you up. So you got to be careful about what you're saying. I'm not too worried about it. Some people are, but it is what it is. I kind of like the fact that he's going on every platform and just getting, you know, more and more, I don't want to say canceled, but digging himself into a deeper hole. And I'm just wondering how this is all going to kind of play out, but I'm not quite sure.
Eventually he's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry for what I said. Now that everyone's canceled me.
Please forgive
me. He'll come out and do the apology tour.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if he starts taking hits.
I'm gonna check myself into rehab.
Right.
Whatever.
I think that Kanye West just does the unexpected, whatever that is. So, you know, Jews have kind of been, I don't want to say left alone, because there's been some anti-Semitic actions on the part of, like, you know, everyday people. But, you know, people in Hollywood typically aren't talking about Jews because a lot of them are Jews. So, you know, Jews are kind of untouchable. You're not supposed to say things about him. But Kanye West goes into that, you know, as a few years ago when you're not supposed to be a fan of Trump, Kanye becomes a fan of Trump and kind of buddies up with him.
And that part of it, I appreciate that he like goes against the grain. He doesn't care. Like, I appreciate that part.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I don't really appreciate is that it's not because it's not like he's on a mission for truth. It's that he's just trying to be a provocateur.
Right. And I kind of appreciate that too, but
because it's fun.
Because it's fun, but that's it.
Yeah, it's not like he really is trying to get a message across about being a conservative or even a free thinker. It's just he's doing whatever he needs to do to stay relevant,
and I think
in the spotlight. Yeah. So I think when we just think that Kanye's gone over the edge and that he's going to, you know, join the Fourth Reich, I think that's when he's going to suddenly go, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like going to be shocked again that he apologized. I think he'll be forgiven. He'll be redeemed. He'll, release a new brand of shoe and everything will be fine.
Not from Adidas.
No.
Did they cancel him?
I think so.
Or
and then
they
said
they
stole. Then they steal all of his ideas. And
oh,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
Yeezy is his own brand, right? It's not associated with any like umbrella company. It's not like a Nike deal or any, right? I don't know anything about fashion. I think it's his own thing, but I could be wrong. Again, I don't know anything about fashion. I do want to get into...
I think that the Yeezy shoe is an Adidas.
I think he's a corporate partner?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Again, I have no clue. So you'll have to inform me on that. I don't know anything about fashion.
Yeah, I think it's an Adidas thing. That's why he's got all his heat with Adidas right now.
Yeah, you're right. Because, Adidas and Gap contracts expired with the Yeezy brand.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I get you.
And it's probably kind of like the Jumpman or the Jordan brand with Nike. It's technically its own thing, but it's kind of through Nike.
Yeah.
I see.
And now he's claiming that like all their other shoes, that they're stealing his ideas to make all their other, you know his crappy stuff.
Right. I did want to get into this before we head out because Biden is making some promises. And it seems like, here's the thing, and I'll give credit where credit is due because, I'm not a big fan of Biden because he's a walking corpse and he doesn't know his head from his ass, and I'm not, a big fan of a lot of the policies that he's trying to push.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like the man follows through on what he says he's going to do. So, for example, the Keystone Pipeline deal, he shut that down.
Mm-hmm.
He said we're going to get out of Afghanistan. He did that. Not well, but he did it. Student loan forgiveness. He did that. He promised money to the people through stimulus checks. They got that. And his new thing now, it seems that Biden vows that the first bill of next Congress after the midterms will legalize abortion if Democrats pick up seats.
Don't you think that's very odd that he did it now?
Well, I don't think he would be able to pass it unless he has a majority in Congress.
Doesn't he have a majority in Congress?
Does it? It's 50-50 now. Oh, so he's... Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he has it now. Why is he waiting till...
Interesting.
After? Oh, wait. I know why.
Ah, so it's kind of like this carrot he's dangling to kind of...
Hey, don't vote in the Republicans because I'm going to pass it right after.
Galvanize the American people. I see. President Biden said Tuesday that if American people elect... Oh, okay. So he even comes out and says it. He says, listen, I'll give you the prize if you do a little something for me.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. If the American people elect more Democratic senators and keep the House in November, the first bill he will send to Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade and legalize abortion access across the country. So riddle me this, because I, again, admittedly don't know much about the way government works. I have a rudimentary idea, and I definitely know more than most, but in terms of like the nitty-gritty, I really don't know much at all. So even if it becomes a federal law, can't individual states say, well, that don't apply in Alabama? Or no?
No.
No. Okay. Interesting. If we do that, here's the promise I make to you and the American people. The first bill that I will send to the Congress will be to codify Roe v. Wade. And when Congress passes it, I'll sign it in January, 50 years after Roe was first decided the law of the land. But it wasn't the law of the land. It was just, what was it?
It was a court ruling.
It was a court ruling, but it wasn't a law that was codified.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and it's too bad. Just think, if he was, in Congress, if he was a senator, if he was a representative, maybe if he was in politics for the past
50 years,
maybe he could have done something, but he obviously wasn't, I guess.
Listen, Blitz, people change their mind. People evolve and grow. It seemed like he was anti-marijuana. Now he's saying that it's no big deal and nobody should be in federal prison for it. So he's just evolving with the times, Blitz. Can't you see that? Mm. So, but codifying Roe v. Wade is not the same thing as writing it into like a constitutional amendment or something. That is a much bigger deal.
Oh, well, making an amendment would be huge.
Okay, so this could be what would the word be?
They
decodified.
They would write a law.
Right, I understand that, and then it would be federally legal across the board.
Yes,
but then what could happen is, like, for example, I'm asking just hypotheticals. If, say, the next president is a Republican, could they then want to write a new law saying that
they repeal a law?
Repeal. Okay. All right. So that could be done
through
Congress.
Yeah.
I understand. Let's take a call or two. Hello, who's this?
Hey guys, this is Gary. How are you,
Gare Bear? How's it going, man?
Still living the dream.
All righty. What kind of grievances would you like to air today, Gary?
Well, you need 60 senators in order to pass a bill.
Okay.
So no president has had that since Obama had it for like 60 days.
Okay.
Back in 2008, his 2008 term, maybe his 2012 term. So, yeah, there's 50 members, but that doesn't mean anything. And that's too bad because mm-hmm. I thought we were a democracy.
Well, I think that there's some Republicans that might vote to, you know, they're pro-choice. So maybe they could garner some support across the aisle. But you're saying you would need 60 senators to codify Roe v. Wade?
$100.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm so sorry. Guess what? Oh, it says right here. But obtaining enough Democratic support in Congress is a high hurdle. The president already has majorities in both chambers of the Capitol, but lacks the 60 votes needed in the Senate to get the legislation passed. So he's short of a handful, I guess. And it's likely to become even more difficult after the midterm elections. There are no major pollsters who currently project Democrats will maintain control of the House. I don't know. The projections I'm getting are all over the place.
That's why he can almost easily say almost anything he wants to because it's not going to happen.
So. Right. So he's just trying to garner as much support and galvanize the troops to go to the polls, get more Democrats elected for no good reason because it's probably not going to happen. Anyways, let's take a call. Hello, who's this? Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Who's
How
this?
How are y'all?
Hi.
Hey, I was just going to let me mention the.
Can I get a name?
I'm so sorry. This is John from Trinity.
John from Trinity. Proceed.
Proceed, if you will. Let me make a comment. I was just going to clarify something.
Yeah.
It's not so much that there's a Democratic or Republican majority or minority. It's that in the Senate, it's 52-50. But there's a couple moderates, Joe Manchin. Well, not moderates. Joe Manchin is from West Virginia, loaded down with the coal industry, really rich from his family.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't generally vote. He's been a block to several things they wanted to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been a block to that. And then Kristen Sinema is senator from Arizona, and she's kind of on the other end. She's not an AOC leftist, but she's against a couple of things too. So it's always been that they don't have a majority. And so just to clarify, you know, good or bad, it's just what's happened. It seems like the two, it's not so much that they'll vote with Republicans, that they're not for anything that's been wanted to be passed. So there's been these two obstacles. And it's mostly got Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
What do you think about the situation? Would you like to see Roe v. Wade codified federally so that it's just a federal law and anybody anywhere can get an abortion or?
You know, and I'm definitely pro-choice. I've always been pro-choice within reasons. There's crazy stuff that you hear, scare stories or memes,
sure.
You know, about they just took out an eight and a half month baby and killed. No, but I'm tired of hearing, not hearing, but actually, you know, seeing evidence of hospital-wise ladies carrying around dead fetuses and they can't terminate or pull them out of their body.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, if the baby's dead, I mean, come on.
Sepsis.
And yeah.
Then, you know, they're walking around with sepsis.
Right.
I guess you can even, it'd be like a.
I mean, at that point, is it even considered an abortion if the baby's dead? Like, I think it's just almost like a removal of a tumor, if that makes sense.
You're so right. And there's no life there.
Yeah.
Or what if you find out at two over the 15 weeks that there's absolutely no spine? No spine whatsoever.
You got spina bifida, kid. Happen. Yeah, that's not good.
And there's one that happened yesterday, and this didn't read it in a silly source, but heard it in a couple places. Just one that's being used, but it was it made me kind of sad. The borderline that was crossed was the lady she was going into kidney failure. And they had to send her, I forget, but it was one state to the west,
okay,
to the next state to the east. And I'm thinking, I don't know, Indiana to somewhere, Pennsylvania somewhere.
Right.
But the doctor had her put in an ambulance, and she was going to die. And they got her there to the hospital. It was a six-hour ambulance ride that she got there, and she was in septic shock and almost kidney failure. So they saved her. but should it have gone that far? You know, she had this, and what if you, Lord help, you know, I hope it doesn't ever happen, but an ectopic pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
That can kill.
Or like implants in the fallopian tubes or something, yeah. And it can burst.
So I'm not trying to get all up in your fallopian tubes.
Sir, you certainly, man, woman, baby, whatever, anybody can have an opinion about anything. All this whole like, oh, well, I'm a man, I can't have an opinion, or women telling you, you're a man, you can't have an opinion. Fuck off. Those people don't know shit. This isn't about a women's rights issue. It's a human's rights issue. And guess what? We're all human, and we all have the opportunity to at least voice what we think about an issue that is so, you know, pervasive, such as this.
I'm kind of hands-off women, and in other words, I would be out there, I would support them in any way I could, even, I guess, protesting with them or whatever.
I'd never protest.
But yeah. They don't tell me what to do with my vasectomy or whether I should put a condom on or any of that. Nobody tells me that. So I just think it's not fair. And I am a father. I have a girl. So
yeah.
It makes a difference too on that, I think. But it's a lot of people say, well, I've got a beautiful girl or a boy or whatever, a kid, and I don't believe in abortion. Well, mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a lot of unwanted kids.
What states don't let you abort a dead fetus? You've heard stories.
Where the operation is completely illegal.
Do you know what states?
Was it like Mississippi or something? Who has the most strict rules regarding abortion? I feel like it's Mississippi.
Because I'm looking at this.
You don't see anything on
Arkansas?
Mississippi definition of abortion also states that legally an abortion does not include the act of removing of a dead unborn human being.
That's good. They were the strictest. But this occurrence, we'd have to look up ambulance takes from, but this was north. It was either Midwest or Northeast.
Maybe South Dakota or something.
No, Northeast.
Northeast.
But you said that you said there's people walking around with a dead fetus. I'm curious on what state that is.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It was either Pennsylvania, and they went east one state to New York, or it was Indiana, they went east to Illinois.
Mm.
It was up in that area. I wish I knew the exact. I didn't know you guys were talking about that area. But anyways, when there's any sepsis involved, ectopic pregnancy, danger to the mom, and...
Well, Indiana's law says the termination of human pregnancy with the intention either to produce a live birth or to remove a dead fetus. Miscarriage is allowed.
Yeah, that's it, as it should be. So,
okay.
I'm
waiting for the thing because you said there's a lot of people walking around with dead fetuses, and that's what's going to happen.
No, I didn't.
He mentioned one, and I don't.
Well, no, he said that there's people walking around with dead fetuses.
Well, I've heard of, but.
You know case is that the doctor like was too scared because he didn't or she didn't know what the fuck the rules were and was like, I'm not doing shit. You know, and then she probably was like, all right, instead of getting a second opinion, she was just like, I'm going to go to New York and get this done. That's what I bet probably happened. Because doctors don't even want to touch it. They're just like, I don't know, dead or alive, I don't give a fuck, I'm not trying to lose my license. So
it might even have been Pennsylvania to Connecticut or New Hampshire, but
right.
It was
in Rhode Island
where the doctor was scared that not only were they going to get, she going to get in trouble, but the patient also was going to be, could be looking at charges or whatever. So,
the law. That's just maybe a confused doctor, perhaps.
But we cannot let women walk around with sepsis or ectopic pregnancy.
But that's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think there's
no laws that say that you can't have that.
Ectopic, yes. There are laws that. Not on the books. I guess.
That's different than like a stillborn.
Right, that's different.
But.
And maybe it won't go through till November 8th. Maybe we're talking Lummy. I'm not sure, but there are where the ectopic pregnancies are going to be a problem because...
Listen, facts don't matter, Lummy. Don't you understand? It doesn't matter.
No,
sir,
no,
I
appreciate it. We're trying to find the state, though.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Lummy.
God, no, the truth is up for grabs. Who gives a fuck? And like Blitz said the other day, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anybody that's suffering from ectopic, wherever it is, if they do restrict it, I'm all for not doing that. I just want women to be safe. And another thing is, just don't want a lot of unwanted kids because there's so many already. And that could be a problem as well.
Right. We don't want unwanted kids.
Yeah, they're all over the streets.
Yeah.
Well, no,
Bubba was unwanted, sir. His mom tried to jump him out. Did you know that?
Yeah, I was born by my grandma. No.
You're born by your grandma.
No, I'm kidding. Oh. Incest and rape and all. It's just these
hot, right?
People are going to walk around unwanted.
Oh, it looks like there's this.
Does that mean that it's not a life worth living because your parents didn't want you?
Well, currently in the United States, supposedly, I guess, you know, in fact, it says treating, was it ectopic pregnancies?
Uh-huh.
It's still legal in all states where abortion is banned.
Huh.
Even though people said it's illegal.
Because it'll just fucking explode and the baby's going to die anyways because it's going to get too big for the tube.
Yeah, and only one thing on it. I'm not sure which way it's going to go, but I think November 8th.
Facts
listen, just fucking ignore Lummy. Go ahead, sir. It's just you and me right now. It's just you and me. What do you, John from Trinity? Is that who I'm speaking to?
Yeah. No,
John from Trinity. It's just you and me.
I'm
fuck
sorry.
These other clowns.
Yeah, Lummy has a dead baby in his body.
Yeah.
Everybody's super important. I was just saying I just hope that on November 8th.
Yes.
Crazy things don't go into.
Well, who are you voting for, sir? It sounds like, I don't know if you're more righty or lefty. It sounds like you're kind of in the middle, but how would you like people to vote?
With their heart.
In which race?
Race has nothing to do with it.
We're not talking about black people, sir. I'm talking about
race
politics.
Race has nothing to do with this, man.
I don't see color. I'm talking about red or blue, sir. Sir? Red or blue? Because it sounds like you're pro-life, pro-choice Jones, but it also sounds like you think what's going on now is pretty crazy. So I don't know who you're voting for.
I don't go down the party line.
Okay.
I'm kind of a
you just said
issue-based. Okay.
Just yes, AT goes back and forth between the two. Just
okay.
No, I'm an issue-based center. It depends on the issue.
Christmas tree, really?
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great, but it sounds like you've been encouraging
Christmas
people
tree,
to
really.
Be wary of how they vote. So I was going to ask how to vote, and then you're telling me you don't know how to vote.
Are you leaning Chris or DeSantis? Then you know.
Well, if you need to know how to vote, usually
which
on election
you
day
vote
you got to go to a precinct and then.
Sir, are you
ID.
A felon? Because maybe you can't vote.
Maybe he should. If he's a felon, you definitely should vote.
I actually taught Chris at, I taught a lot of Chris's friends at a middle school, but no, I'm not.
But you didn't touch any of the kids, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I was trying to get him to touch me.
No, I used to be.
Why didn't you touch my boyfriend?
I mean,
he's plenty good looking. Was he ugly when he was a kid?
Yeah.
I don't remember him. I
that's hurtful.
Estimated his age, and I remember I was there from 95 to 2010. But the point is, I'm not an idiot on that. It just depends on the issue, because a lot of things I'll agree with and some things.
Do you think
so
kid
touchers really
should be allowed to vote,
100%
sir?
100% hung
yes.
up by.
Yep,
I don't want
I agree.
Hung in the town square. I'm Chris on it.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like.
So you do think that kid touchers should be able to vote?
Don't.
Because I think they should be able to vote twice.
No.
Okay, no.
Not if they're a convicted felon. No.
What about the women with the dead babies that are in them?
Can they vote for two people?
Right, is that two? Or because it's dead, it's only one?
I don't want any sick women with sepsis. I don't think it's
okay,
fair.
Okay, so you hate
I
women.
Wanna...
Got it. That's
I
what
hate
I'm...
women?
Yeah.
He hates sick women.
Sounds like you fucking hate women. You're telling them what to do with their bodies. You're like, hey, you need to abort this dead fetus.
Yep.
That's not okay in my book.
No,
sir.
I'm saying you need to be able to have the choice with you and your doctor.
That's not
oh,
what I heard.
Are you getting doctors involved? What do they know?
Sir, I will not tolerate Asian hate on my program. Goodbye. Thank you.
Well, it looks like the story was found by donkey teeth. It looks like there was a woman in Louisiana.
I did hear about this.
Because
the one doctor was like, I don't
yes.
know what the rules
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Now, it doesn't say that it's banned, but because the doctor was confused, she went on it. She got $30,000 raised on GoFundMe. She went to North Carolina and had it.
Now, a doctor should be able to say, I don't want to perform this procedure.
Well,
but that doesn't make it illegal.
According to this, she says her local medical provider would not perform the procedure amid confusion over whether the state's abortion ban outlawed it. Okay, it's a confusion, and it does not ban.
That's
it,
what exactly what I predicted, is that the doctor was like, I don't know, because it was during, like, the days that it was okay, not okay, it's going into effect,
it was right after Roe vs. Wade was.
Right, so they're just like, you know what, keep your dead baby, I want to keep my career, bye.
But she didn't go and check any other,
right.
She went to
I knew
one
that's
medical.
What happened, she didn't go to anybody else, and but I remember she had, like, the head thing on, remember?
Yeah.
An African-American woman. I kind of looked like Erykah Badu, right, sort of deal. And I remember, she went to one doctor. The doctor's like, I don't fucking know. Fair enough. I'd be scared, too, if I was a doctor. And then she's just like, oh, Louisiana won't allow me to remove my dead baby.
Unsavory makes a good point. He said, so basically, they didn't want to pay for it and made an excuse, and then they got it paid for him.
Basically?
$30,000 to travel to North Carolina and get an abortion.
See, they know how to play the game. That's the move right there.
Yeah.
Let's take a call. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Brian from Philly. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I got some good... Going to a big Halloween party next weekend in West Palm. Got some ideas for me and my girl.
Oh, no.
I'm the Lone Ranger, and she's an Apache squaw that I pillaged out of her teepee.
Okay. What else we got?
Epstein, and she's a Girl Scout, a little Girl Scout or Brownie House.
See, I actually like that
That's actually really... How are you doing the Epstein costume?
I don't know. I'll have to figure something out.
Okay, because I'm trying to think of something that's like uniquely Epstein. Maybe you could be like have a bed sheet tied around your neck or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
There you go. Then maybe if we could get a Bill Clinton in there, we could both be with her. You know, that'd be cool.
You know, there's probably an Epstein mask, like just a full-on mask. I feel like that would be a thing.
Big PC one, you know, no, non-PC. The other one is like Keith Richards, and she's a groupie, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's too tame.
That's too tame, I know. So there's, you know, school shooter, but that's really bad, but you could do that.
You could do that.
She could be one of my victims.
Yeah.
Girlfriend look really young? Like a Girl Scout?
No, she's 52. No.
Like that bitch old as hell. I'm trying to think of what other things you could do that would really rock the boat.
You could do a dead queen zombie thing, and I could be the king.
Yeah. You probably want to stay away from any sort of like George Floyd BLM stuff. Maybe you don't want to be what's that guy's name? Kyle Rittenhouse. That's probably not one to do.
Ooh, I like that.
You like Kyle Rittenhouse? Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know how.
And your girlfriend can have like a skateboard trying to hit you over the fucking head.
<That'd be perfect. laughs>
So
okay, I gotta go. It's always great to hear from you guys and talk.
Yeah, same. All right, Brian, take care. Okay. All right. I feel like we've really given the people a lot, and it's time for us to go.
Hopefully, Bubba and his butt are doing good.
Hope his asshole's okay. Lummy, thank you very much for your time.
No,
Blitz, thank you for everything as always.
Thank you.
And we will catch you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m. Goodbye!